Hello!
Hello!
Welcome to this sort of helpful podcast. Yes. Mi nombre es Blake.
Yes. My name is Sonia.
Uh-huh. And welcome back to episode 8.
Welcome.
How are you?
Let me tell you, I've been worse, I've been better. That's my answer, I am. How about you?
Same.
Awesome. Not
that anybody cares, in my mind. Do you want to talk about why we didn't have an episode on freaking Halloween?
Is it because of my situation? Please.
No.
Okay, good.
Both just
okay. Oh, you're finally going to tell me what was wrong with you?
What?
Are you going to tell me what was wrong with you that day?
Oh my gosh, sure.
Well, because you didn't tell me.
I didn't?
No. I was trying to get it out of you. I was just talking about myself. That. Okay, go.
I push people away when I'm depressed.
Okay.
It is very weird. I'm just going to fix the mic real quick because it's... There we go. Sorry about that.
Okay.
People.
You're good.
Gosh, Halloween sucked ass.
Yeah.
It sucked so much. I carved pumpkins not for myself this year. I carved pumpkins for a grade and for somebody else. And it wasn't even my best.
What?
And my two pumpkins that I did buy that I was going to carve, they're currently rotting on our steps because it was a really bad Halloween. Didn't hang out with anybody, didn't go to any parties or nothing, didn't even have a costume, didn't even have one planned, didn't even dress up, not a zilch, zero.
Yeah.
Not anybody's fault but mine, to be honest, in my mind. All I'm asking for is for people to reach out. Because if my therapist says I'm dope, then I should be dope.
Yeah.
So if I'm dope, then how am I not dope enough to be reached out to in my life?
Okay. Well, that's a little pickle because...
Do you have a little debacle debate to that?
To be honest with you, I forgot what you just said, but I know what you said.
Yeah?
I know what you said.
If I'm so dope, then why don't people reach out to me?
I don't think it's because you're not dope. I think they're not dope enough. I don't think they're reaching dope level. You know what I mean?
Dopamine. Peak dope.
Dope level. No.
Yeah. But I can see that. I can see that. People are occupied, and I know. I have to give people the benefit of the doubt.
You don't have really to. Really fast. You don't have to give them the benefit of the doubt.
When I do that a lot, I put myself in people's shoes, and I go, they're most likely going to hang out with people because they live with them, and they're like, you know, I'm out of sight, out of mind to them.
Yeah. That's fast.
So I just kind of, curled up in a ball and went to bed at, 7:30 on Saturday night, I think. I watched everyone else go to parties and stuff, and...
They weren't good anyway. Those parties weren't good.
I heard. A lot of people were very hungover and stuff.
Yeah. It's not worth it. I don't understand, though. I mean, I guess it's fun to be... I don't get it. Never mind. I'm not going to put my two cents in.
The social aspect. I want that classic, indie movie coming-of-age party where it's, really cool, there's, cool lights, and everyone's, singing Tame Impala or something.
Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Perks of Being a Wallflower, which I want to read the book.
I have not finished that movie, but I know there's a scene.
It's so good.
With a party.
Yes.
And
that's right. He's a wallflower.
Right. Spoilers. And, you know, I want to have fun without killing myself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to have fun. Maybe, be... Yeah. What? You know, picture this. You're standing there, you're just, with, a... Maybe, a open can or, a red little bit of a wine. And somehow, red wine and one of those glasses. And you're just, chilling, bopping your head up and down. And, people come up to you and be like, yeah. Like a social event for elitists.
Exactly. Like a middle school dance, but for college students.
With a slight... Yes, alcohol.
Just a little bit.
Not a lot. Yeah. Maybe...
Beer isn't
sativa.
Good.
Maybe...
When you say that,
weird.
Me being very oblivious as to what that is,
yeah.
I think of that as Splenda.
Me too,
sugar.
Stevia? Yeah, absolutely. I think that too. I only know what sativa is from Sal and Chris.
Oh, yes. The Better Podcast.
Yeah, shout out Hey Babe.
Hey Babe.
Hey
Babe. I haven't listened to them in a while.
Whatever, you're not missing out.
But yeah, I just gotta learn to get over things, you know?
Me too.
But also, people get my hopes up a lot. And I don't think they mean it. It's just a lot of, like, reeling me in, making me think that, oh, there's a possibility. Mm-hmm. I hate the maybes. It's either a yes or no to me.
Exactly. I say that to people all the time. They're like, I guess, maybe. And it's a yes or no question. You don't have to make it harder than it is. If you don't want to, then say no. Make it easier for yourself and me. You know what I'm saying?
Even when I say maybe, it's most... Well, I get... It depends on what I'm asked.
Right.
But when I say maybe, it's a most likely yes. Sometimes I just say it when I'm kidding. Like,
really?
Maybe. Yeah.
Hmm. When I say maybe, I'm like, no.
Yeah. That's why maybe's a thing.
Yeah.
It's like, depending on your mood, they just have to read the way you said the word maybe. Maybe. Other than that, been working hard.
Working? Like for cash money or?
No.
The grades.
I did all my math homework today. It was
fantastic.
Aggravating. Whopping 70%.
You got a 70%?
Yeah, because I didn't want to get the other ones right. They were very difficult. Math found in the real world is not found.
No, we're taking the same class. We're on fucking interest and shit.
Mm-hmm. Did you do it? Yeah.
I started it right now. Let me see. Let's open that up.
A little sneak peek.
I'm a little bit at a 65.22%.
It tells you right there?
Yeah. Well,
what?
I'm not done.
Oh.
I'm going to get 100 on it. Don't worry.
Okay. Jeez.
I'm not going to give up here.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
I was very frustrated. I've been working on it for the whole week.
You don't know the trick? There's a trick to getting 100s on these. Just
I tried that, like, a while ago, where you just keep on...
Let me show you something.
Oh my god, we're giving out secrets.
View an example? Yes. It literally tells you how to do the problem.
I always did help me with this problem.
View an example. It tells you the equation, it tells you how to do it.
Oh, damn. Well, my issue is how to plug it into the calculator. I had to go out and buy Texas freaking
I need to do that too.
Calculator. They're out there now.
I know. They're expensive, though.
It's $12.
You're lying. Well, I was thinking about, like, the science, because I'm in this...
Other class?
I'm a zoology minor. I didn't want to say it, but I'm kind of, you know,
kind
smart.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Kind of...
It's the only...
I need a scientific calculator,
it's
is what
only...
I'm saying.
Major that starts with a Z, to my knowledge.
Are you right?
I think so.
I'm looking this up.
Looking up how to...
I need to prove, I need to see this.
Oh my gosh, have you picked out your next semester schedule?
Yeah. No, I have to talk to my advisor.
Oh, me too. I bumped into someone today, and they caught me while I was doing my math homework, and they're like, did you sign up for your classes next semester? And I go, no, and they're like, you what?
Yeah, right.
And it's like, yes, I understand.
You're right.
Yeah. It is the only
That's
major
crazy.
With a C.
What is
what
crazy.
Would there be? Xylophone? That's an X.
Oh my god.
Why is it mind-blowing? It shouldn't be. It's just zoology.
In this whole entire world. You know?
I guess. There's gotta be another major that starts with a Z. It's
there
just
isn't.
It's just not, like...
I'm telling you.
Available at our college. You kidding me?
Then there's one Q. Quantity surveying.
Huh.
Let me see what else we got here. K is Korean is the only K.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. Balls blown.
Anyways, you've been switching around a lot, trying to feel it out.
Samoan studies? You're lying.
What? Samoa Joe? I should...
What did you just say?
I don't know who that is.
Samoa Joe?
Yeah. Please. Please tell me that I'm not saying something wrong.
I think it's really funny when you hear that. Typing in the mic. Samoa is a professional wrestler.
Okay. Thank God. Oof. I knew it wasn't bad. Or like a bad person. I was thinking of like a different... I thought it was like a controversial person.
No.
Have you called Joe that? You got it.
Samoa Joe?
It's my goal to call him all the kind of Joe nicknames I can.
I'm gonna look up Joe nicknames.
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill. Amtrak Joe. Joe Biden. Joe Biden, Uncle in Chief.
Uncle
Cup of Chief. Joe.
I like that one. Ugh.
Uncle in Chief?
What does that mean?
I don't know. Uncle in Chief. I hate that. Just for my reason, personal reasons.
Jonathan?
Jonathan?
Does it mean Jonathan?
Oh, Namath.
Neneth.
I like Cup of Joe. I'll call him that.
I had
Cup
a
of
French
Joe.
Cappuccino I'll today like from, Joe. From the old Fusion Cafe. First of all...
Oh, did you? I was going to try it the other day.
First of all, that was... I felt like I was breaking something when I was pushing the button.
Yeah.
It was the loudest thing ever. Yeah. And I looked around and no one was looking at me like I was doing something wrong.
Yeah.
So, it's pissing it out into my cup. Mm-hmm. It's hot as ever.
Yeah.
Steaming. And I don't know... I've never had a cappuccino before. I don't know what you're supposed to put in it. If there's any option to put anything in it. I don't know what this was made with, what kind of milk, if there was any milk at all. There was all these creamers and stuff, and there was, like, powdered creamer and then sugar. So, I did, like, one thing of creamer powder and uh-huh. then two things of sugar, and I stirred it for a long time with those wooden stirrers.
Uh-huh.
It tasted like the wood stirrer.
You're lying.
So, I gave it to my friend, and they're like, dude, this tastes like wood. So, I don't know if that was my fault, the stirrer's fault, or the coffee's fault. If it's even considered a coffee. Cappuccino coffee? Coffee
okay, but yeah, I mean...
I don't know.
Cappuccino's a coffee for
not
shy.
An expert on coffee.
Let's look it up.
You know how some people... Well, I wouldn't say that. Some people might be like, oh yeah, I've always wanted to bartend at least once.
It is a coffee drink.
It is a coffee drink. Well, that makes sense.
What else would it be? Water? Fuck it.
No. Mm-hmm.
Milk?
Do people say that? Do people be like, man, I want to bartend...
Me!
Not for a living, but, like, just for, like, a little while.
Me!
Like, my father bartended. Father, don't say that.
This guy right here.
Yeah, you want to bartend?
Yes! I literally say that almost once every 2 weeks. And it's like, I want to be a bartender. I want to get my license.
I'll be honest.
I feel like
I've
just, like, shaking.
I've never heard you say that, to be honest.
Yeah, I probably have. Well, because...
You never get the feeling to be a bartender around me.
No, I guess not. I just, when I'm, like, with my mom or something, I'm like, you know what? I want to bartend.
Yeah.
And then she was like, no, you wouldn't like it. I'm like, mom, gah! Right there, right in the throat.
Cause, yeah.
But, like...
Yeah,
I'll fucking be all magic and shit.
Yeah. A little flame action, and then they change colors and stuff.
Like TNT.
The whole bar just blows up.
That'd be fun. I gotta do that.
Segwaying off of that, what I was meaning to say is that...
What?
I want to know how to make pretty much every coffee. I want to be a barista.
A coffee?
I want to be a barista just for a while.
I'm a barista.
You are.
I just realized that.
Yeah. Lucky duck. But I mean, like, not at a Starbucks or a Dunkin' or anything, like
a classic coffee shop.
A classic coffee shop with the,
like,
with
on TikTok.
The espresso thing. Like, I get the gist from watching it all. There's, like, the little milk thing, and you steam the milk,
it's
and it
fun.
Screams.
It's fun.
And then
you
the
just
little,
got
a... the little tamper of the espresso, and you click it in, and I don't know why it goes off two things, but it does for some reason. I have an espresso machine.
Yeah.
Do I like espresso?
No.
Not really.
It's kind of trash.
It's kind of...
It's kind of bitter to a certain degree. Well, when you...
It's kind of a lot.
You can, like, decorate the cup.
Yeah.
That's fun. I do a little bit of a decorating of the cup. Sometimes I forget to do it for the fraps.
Uh-huh.
In the caramel macchiatos. You don't have to. I mean, especially for the caramel macchiatos. You know what blows my balls?
What?
They don't use caramel syrup for the caramel macchiato.
That's why they taste bad?
They use fucking vanilla. 4 pumps vanilla for a grande. Put the fucking milk in. The ice. Then the espresso.
Mm-hmm.
And then you fucking drizzle it on top.
So when I ask for an extra pump of syrup, what I'm getting is an extra pump of vanilla.
Yeah.
Also,
the worst thing I've ever had at Starbucks, the mocha, disgusting.
Okay. We're on the same page then.
It's disgusting.
The first one I had...
The iced. And I don't like hot drinks.
I had a hot mocha.
Biggest
and...
mistake.
It tasted good, but then I started to get my regular vanilla chai latte from Dunkin'.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm acquired taste of that. I'm expecting it to be, like, sweet
yeah.
and nice and beautiful. And yeah. I get the mocha, and it tastes like poop.
Yeah, no, it's disgusting. Dunkin' has best coffee, hands down. Fuck Starbucks. Starbucks has good...
To be honest.
White chocolate drinks. Mocha. White chocolate mocha from Starbucks. That was interesting. Oh my god. So good.
Yes, so I want to know, like, why is a cappuccino called that, and why is a macchiato and all this...
It's Italian.
...crazy things. Well, not, like, why. Just how to make them and what the difference is. I know it's just a balance between, like, the coffee and espresso and the milk and whatever, you know, and how you make it.
Yeah, of course.
I just want to know the secrets behind it, because I feel like every adult, in the eyes of a child, growing up, you see... What? Oh, you're look at that.
Sony and Alex.
Sony and Alex is cappuccinos.
That's funny.
That's cute.
That is adorable.
Who is Alex?
I don't know.
Are you going to tell me?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
A latte. I love a good latte. I think that's the best coffee.
I need to find out. I need to ask somebody who works at Dunkin' to send me, like, a picture of where they get their freaking the powder packs for their chai lattes, because nobody else can replicate it.
Really?
And they keep changing it, too. It goes from vanilla chai to vanilla spice. So if you say the wrong thing, then you'll get the wrong thing. Unless you say, like, hey, can I get a powder? Like, there's recipes to replicate it, but I've never done it, because all I have is a Keurig.
Chai latte recipe from Dunkin'.
I don't know. It says it's all these different spices and stuff, and it's like I'd have to buy a bunch of spices and make a combination and just, like, have it in bulk. Yeah.
Have you gotten the chai latte from Starbucks?
I haven't. I got an iced one from there, but it was the Starbucks at Target.
So the good one.
Yeah.
Well,
I think I've taken a sip.
You can buy that in Walmart. Mm-hmm. That chai. You can make a chai latte
but that
in your
doesn't
house.
Taste good.
What do you mean?
I don't like the iced chai latte. I want hot chai latte. I've never had the hot one, though.
I don't understand hot drinks. I don't understand you.
I understand, but it's like, it's
winter. Well, you
time.
Drink it, of course. I don't understand.
Of course I understand. Why don't you understand?
It's just, it's a hot drink. I like a good, cool drink.
Mm-hmm.
Bookcase, my favorite book.
I know. I'm looking at your freaking... Reminds me of the little book wallets.
Right? What's up?
Mail. You've got mail.
You know what? This is what we're doing on our New York City trip. Instead of having fun, we're working at a coffee shop in the village.
Hoping to God that Conan Gray walks in the door. He lives in New York City, dude.
Oh my God. A lot of famous people live in New York City.
I know, but he's a coffee addict. He has like 5 coffees in a day.
Is that what we're
going to
do?
We're going to people watch. We're going to wait, walk around, to every cafe in New York City and try and find
Conan Gray. I'm writing that down. I'm going to start a list right here, right now. We have, 18 days? We got to get cracking.
We got to figure out
every coffee shop in New York City.
God, that's going to be a lot of bowel movements.
Taylor Street. Well, you don't have to buy anything.
Well, wouldn't it be cool, though, if you tried, like,
the same drink? Yes, I agree.
You'd have to, like, get it in smalls.
I call a latte, you get the cap.
Yeah.
No cap. Yes, cap.
What? I have to get a cappuccino?
Yeah, because you're the one talking about the caps.
Well, I didn't say I like it.
Holy crap on a cracker. Okie cookies. Come on a cracker. Joe Coffee!
Joe's Coffee?
Stop! Joe Coffee Company? I don't know.
We have to go there and get a souvenir if they have any that says Joe's Coffee.
For Yo-Yo?
And then get it for freaking Yo-Yo.
Oh, Yo-Yo.
Yo-Yo.
I love Yo-Yo.
That is a creative nickname.
You had to be there.
Yeah. But I understand it.
Do you?
You said Yo-Yo, and I'm like, okay, I know what that is.
No. It's not what you think it is.
What?
Are you thinking... No.
That's not what I was thinking, but that's what I thought we were thinking.
Yeah, exactly. No, lines are... It's crossed. You gotta tell me.
You're calling somebody Joe Yo-Yo.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you're pronouncing the J.
With a Y. Okay.
Okay, that's my understanding of it.
And then you're like, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Uh-huh.
Joe loves that anime. I hate, like, the word yeens. I hate the word
jean.
Oh, I hate it. I hate saying it, so I say yeens. And then I'm like, Yo-Yo. That's how it went. We were starting
to
say...
To say jeans?
No, I hate the hard J. I say yeans. And Yina? Vagina?
I'm... My balls are blown right now.
Blown right off.
Blown.
Anyway, I was gonna say something that was very important to this conversation.
Something about yo-yo.
Forget about it.
Coffee shops.
Okay, okay. New York. Le Colombe coffee roasters. Stumptown coffee roast. There's not a lot. This isn't every. This is not every. Or maybe it is.
Really?
I don't know.
I think there's more. You just have to zoom out or whatever.
Maybe. Or just, like, go there.
True. Are we gonna have, like, an itinerary? Or just, like, an actual plan? Or just going for it?
I was asked this by my mother. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you want?
If you want, because you know the city.
I do.
So you would know the places to go.
I guess. But maybe
I don't know the places.
But, like, I feel like I don't want to go to the same places that I want to. Mm-hmm. Just because they cost a lot of money. I love my parents mm-hmm. every time. So it's just like, and I feel like it would be more of a bonding experience to experience new things.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just do that as it goes. We'll
I'm feeling
like going to this place. So we look it up and then we go there.
Exactly. And if we need to like think of something that we need not, if we need tickets for it, we can get it right now and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We could go see, like, the Rockettes. I've already seen them. They're not that great.
No, not knocking it. I wouldn't really want to go to New York to, like, see shows or
Be a tourist. I understand. I don't either. Yeah. I'm just trying to think of something that we could do.
True. I mean, it'll all happen.
Yeah, let's look at fun things to do.
I'm just concerned about the train ride.
Why?
Because I need a book to read.
Let's go to the, let's go in Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble?
I mean, not Barnes & Noble.
The bookstore here?
Yeah. Like, the day before, or whatever, is the best. We can just choose a book, and then that's the book we have to read.
Right on.
Fun things to do in New York City during November. While I do this, let's talk about what this podcast is really meant for.
This podcast.
Mental health. Let's talk about...
Looping back, or...?
We can loop back, but I do not remember what we were talking about before right now.
Well, this is an episode where you're just on FaceTime and you're just listening babble about...
Yeah, this is something... Yeah, you listen... Yeah. This is something you listen to, and...
Did you want to go into detail of how your week was and stuff? Or...
Let me think.
I told you how I was going.
I gotta go back all the way back. You know what I've been dealing with lately? I've always been dealing with this issue, but sometimes it's worse than other days. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, remembering why I hate myself. Mm-hmm. Why I used to, quote-unquote, hate myself. Just because that looks fun.
What is it?
Gin and tea party? Mad Hatters? Nah, actually, that does not look fun.
Whoa.
Stranger Things.
I want to go to a museum.
Oh. Natural History Museum?
Sure, with the big dinosaurs and stuff.
Yes, I've always wanted to go.
That looks cool.
It does look cool. Let's give me a second.
Oh, bro, we're going to have dinner in the streets. Yeah. With the little lights in the streets or whatever.
During the winter?
Bring
your puffa.
What?
Bring your puffa.
I'll bring my puffa.
I think we might need tickets for this one. That's for sure.
COVID-19 vaccination site.
Reserve
tickets.
Is that
a whale?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a vaccine.
He's got a little bandy.
Adorable. Not really.
General admission plus one? I don't get it.
What? In New York. I should make a playlist for
New
the train.
New York.
I kind of want to.
Train playlist?
A train playlist, yeah. I've been looking it up, sorry.
Okay.
Sorry about that brief cutoff.
They wouldn't. They don't know.
Never mind.
It's okay.
Nothing happened. Know. I can't move this.
No. I'm sorry.
If it falls, it falls.
If it falls, it falls.
Anyways.
And the listeners are going to have to deal with it. I forgot. Jeez, what is wrong?
Remembering why you hate yourself?
Oh my gosh. Is that what I said?
You're having a hard time remembering the reason why you have hate towards yourself, so you just,
no,
it's
I,
just
no,
become an everyday thing where you're just like, well, I hate myself, but I don't really
no,
think of why.
The problem is that I do know. Uh-huh. It's because it goes back to the comparison thing. Mm-hmm. Comparing yourself to other people and just thinking that you're absolutely nothing. It's just that whole kind of thing where it's like, oh, I'm walking here.
Sorry.
New York City reference?
Sorry.
You're probably
going to have to duct tape my mouth shut when we're walking the streets.
Oh my god.
I will be saying that.
Loki would think it would be funny if someone just, like, that video. Or I don't know what it was, but the guy stopping the guy.
I think that was a bit. I'm thinking of the lady where the lady's like, listen, we don't say that. We don't ever say that. Blah, blah, blah. You think that's what it is in New York?
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The reason.
What was I saying? Just things are coming back for me every now and then. And I'm always disassociating.
Yeah.
It's really interesting because when somebody... If you are somebody that... I'm somebody that constantly disassociates, so I'm never, like, in the moment. It feels like I am floating, watching somebody else in my life. It's what it feels like. I don't feel anything. I'm numb. It's what it feels like as well. And it's, like, weird when it hits you suddenly that you're not disassociating and everything just falls on top of you. Like you start realizing, and then you are in the moment, and there's just, like, crazy. It's crazy. It's a crazy experience, and I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish I don't know how to fix myself. That's just kind of what my week has been, just contemplating what I'm doing with myself and who I am.
It's hard to... I don't think anybody has the answer to that, to where it's like, like, when it comes to fixing yourself.
Uh-huh.
Or that questioning, like, am I a bad person?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of deal. I had a point. What was it? What the heck was I gonna say? Oh my god. I'm going...
Two adults. One student. We're a student.
You have to in advance, get tickets to the freaking museum?
I mean, I would.
I guess so. I thought it was just like...
We're students.
Go in.
We can get... Yeah, students? One student with ID.
Bro.
That's us, right?
We do have student IDs.
Choose date?
Depop. Good news. My order's been
checked. You want to go on like on Friday? I don't...
On a Friday?
You want to go on...
Can we go on Thanksgiving? Or is that... It's probably closed.
Yeah, that's Thursday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's closed on Thursday.
We can go on the 26th.
Okay. Choose time. When you go, like, earlier in the day so we have the rest of the day, or...
Yes.
So we can just wake up, get on the train. I mean, the... Subway.
Eat fresh.
10 a.m.?
Sure.
Get out of the way, or 10:30?
I guess so. Have a little bagel on the way?
Let's have a little bit of a 10 a.m. early morning start.
Yeah.
Choose one special exhibit and...
What? Whoa.
Ooh, okay. So we have Worlds Beyond Earth... tells a story of the surprisingly dynamic nature of the worlds that share our solar system and the unique conditions that make life on Earth possible.
Oh, so this is like a tour?
No, it's like what we want to do. It's like a fucking thing.
Oh, planetarium.
Yeah. So okay. Maybe that. Maybe. Then there's... Let me just read the other ones.
Okay.
The nature of color.
Uh-huh.
How have some animals benefited by evolving to stand out while others survive by blending in? Why do some colors make us happy while others make us, well, blue? This exhibition reveals how color carries information both in nature and across cultures, featuring intricate models, cultural objects, and opportunities to connect with color through experimentation and play.
That was a lot more than that paragraph looked like.
Right. Sea lions. Life by a whisker. That is so cute. I love sea lions.
I want the dinosaur stuff.
Well, we're going to walk around. This is just like a special thing.
What's the butterflies about? You see butterflies? Is it like the Animal Crossing thing where you walk in and it's like a room of butterflies?
Have you never gone to the most?
Never.
You're lying.
I've never been to New York City.
It's not New York City. It's in Syracuse.
I'm stupid.
Yeah,
it's in Syracuse. I've never been to the most. The most of the most of the best of the best of the most.
This annual favorite. I don't like butterflies.
I've been to an animal rescue thing where...
None of this seems interesting. We don't need a show.
We don't need a show. Just walk around.
Well, it's a special exhibition.
We have to?
No, I mean, with this ticket, yes.
We could. How long does that last?
Oh, you're right. No, I just want to walk around.
Yeah.
Just do general admission.
Yeah, what she said. But yes.
Yeah, what the...
Yeah. This is a random thought, but also segueing back to what you said about, like, comparison.
What do you want?
I never thought I compared myself to anybody. But I realized in the events of lately that I have been comparing myself this whole time, I think. To a point where I'm like, I need to get this thing so I can be cool, like this person.
See, but that's not what I'm talking about.
But like, then I get it, and then I compare myself to people. Like the septum piercing, for example.
Yeah.
I don't look like those people with the septum piercing on.
Yeah, you were talking, and then how you, like, you buy, like, a sweater, and then other people have a sweater, and they just look better with
on them. Yeah, it just looks better on them because they're that person, they're not me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
See, I remember you saying that. See, I remember some things.
Good, cool.
I listen. This is $36.
You're
lying. That is not a lot of money. That is like a pair of pants.
I've never been to a museum before. A pair of pants? Where are you buying your pants from?
Actually, this is less than a pair of pants.
That is less than a pair of pants.
This is like a sweater.
Mm.
Like a t-shirt. Not a t-shirt, like a shirt.
Shirt.
Two pairs of socks from that fucking place. You don't even wear these socks?
They're just tucked underneath. Bro, I wear them at night.
Even worse, you wear socks at night? Get out of here. You don't deserve
cold.
Those socks.
It gets cold.
Those socks cost me $40.
Listen, I appreciate them with all my might.
I like giving people socks. I'm a sock person myself.
I appreciate your socks.
Cozy up to heated outdoor dining.
What is that?
That is, check out these 25 heated outdoor dining spots.
That's something else I want to
do.
What?
The Butchery. The West Village in Midtown.
Oh, West Village.
I was really close to the mic. I feel bad.
Butchery.
The Butchery.
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 Normal. What's Chinatown like? Have you been to Chinatown?
What?
Have you been to Chinatown?
Yes.
How's it like there?
It's okay.
Have you had the food there?
Yeah, it's good.
Want to
get a candlelight concert?
No. I'm not gonna sit through any freaking orchestra concert.
I see how it is. You're not gonna come to my orchestra concert?
What is it?
I don't even know. Banksy, Genius or Vandal.
Whoa.
I caught it.
You better look at the program while you're doing that.
Holy shit, you're right.
The mic is...
Is it working? It's still on.
Okay.
Careful.
I think it's the...
Intricacy.
Okay. I think what it is, it's that one right there. That wire.
Yeah, it is definitely that wire. Please. Okay. Lord have mercy.
It's gonna fall anyway. I'll just hold it.
Yeah, just hold it like that.
It's fine.
Banksy, Genius or Vandal? I don't like Banksy. He's...
Best fall foliage, I will be the judge of that.
We will be take...
Bank of America!
Where?
Magical?
Winter Village. Oh, yeah, they got a little Winter Village. Bryant Park?
Oh my gosh.
Trust me when I say...
I don't have a lot that I want to buy, to be honest. No? But I feel like that will change once I get there.
Well, it's... You can't... Forget about it. We're gonna go to all these parks.
Mm-hmm. The parks.
Just kidding.
Prospect Park.
We will be on Central Park.
Yes.
Just because I like Central Park. New York Marathon? When is
it? I'm not there. Can we see the Statue of Liberty?
No.
No? Too expensive? Have you been to the...
No. I don't know how to do that. That gives me anxiety.
Okay.
Here, let me look.
I mean... Like, what's it gonna be? Like, oh, cool. It's what I know what it looks like close and it's big.
It's gonna be really dumb.
We'll probably be able to just look out and see it. Most likely. Because why? Because it's there. We know it's there. It's just a
big I didn't mean to say it's gonna be stupid. It's just gonna be, like, lackluster.
I understand. Kind of classic New York trip, I guess.
Yeah, we're not touristing.
Yeah. I just can't... What time do you want to wake up? Every morning, at least. We're going to get an early start to the... We're going to be up all day. Up all night.
Oh my God.
Get a little sleep. Holy crap. We got to catch up on our sleep on the train.
We got to wake up at least at not...
Careful what you're going to say.
Things open up at a very specific time.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely 10, most likely 11. So I'm just saying maybe like 9:30.
Coffee shops have to open at like 6:30.
Let me look it up. Let's look up.
That's coffee. What I'm thinking. Usually, to get all those bustling people, business people that need to get their caffeine before they go to work.
Coffee Project New York. Let's just see what they got here. This is the East Village. It depends. 7:30 a.m.
That's pretty early.
Let's see what Stumptown.
I think 7:30 is.
So, this one opens at 6:30. So yeah. You know.
I think 7:30 is a reasonable hour.
It is. It
push
is
him into 8.
But
you
what?
You wake up at 7:30 and let yourself wake up until 8:30.
Yeah, you have to understand something though. Shops and places don't open up until at least like 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we gonna do at that time when we're done eating, done drinking?
Walk around, go to the park.
I guess. Maybe,
enjoy
I don't
know. The scenery. Maybe, go pop perhaps. Into the Macy's parade. Maybe. Perhaps.
Sometimes I forget that I've been here before. Yes. Get all your gift shopping done.
Oh my gosh. The freaking. Am I gonna get a little snow globe? Am I gonna get a?
Oh, we're definitely doing this. I mean, yes.
Is it gonna
I
be open?
Done. Yeah.
Bruh. The big ice skating thing, like in the movies.
Yeah, I've never done it, and I'm really excited.
Never done it? It just keeps getting better.
Rooftop jazz concert?
What?
I would do that. That sounds really fun.
Can we lie about our age?
Maybe.
I just want to see live music. I want to have dinner at a bar.
I want to go to
music.
I saw this on TikTok. I'm sorry. What is it? It's a Christmas. It's a Christmas-themed bar. I want to go into it.
November?
I was going to send it to you.
November? Christmas in November?
Yeah, tell me about it.
This okay, is a little rant time. I hate everyone who says, like, once November 1st hits at 12 a.m., like, on the dot, they're like, Christmas! It's time for Christmas! Like, dude, I know that we all don't want to really celebrate
this.
A bunch of people pillaging. Ross. Oh my god, that is an eyesore. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I am not a fan of tacky Christmas stuff.
Yeah, but it's a restaurant.
Call me a Grinch.
And we're going.
We'll go. What is that one with the chandeliers and stuff?
I don't know. Experience enchanting jazz brunch.
What?
At this historical
brunch.
It's a historical carriage house. Like an historical carriage house.
Gorgeous.
Jazz brunch.
Oh, I cannot wait to have a coffee.
In Greenwich Village.
And a little croissant.
Grab tickets here.
In my little Doc Martens.
To if by sea venue.
Mac and cheese.
For an incredible brunch. While New York's finest jazz musicians and guest vocalists perform a beautiful set.
Lovely.
Try all the best mac and cheese dishes in the city.
Oh my gosh.
I like talking like that. That should be my new voice.
I don't know.
What would you do?
Go on a hike? What?
Go on a hike!
If that was if that was your voice, what would I do?
What would you do? Probably make fun of you.
I'm sorry.
Do for the meme. Carrie Bradshaw's iconic apartment.
What?
You're lying. I don't know who that is, but that seems really cool.
The thrift stores have to be expensive. That's what I heard.
I walked into a thrift store and it was expensive.
Mm-hmm. I want at least like one vintage thing from there. You know,
snuggle out of
maybe like a leather jacket or something.
We're getting a fake ID and getting in, going to the igloo bar.
That's so cool.
Dance the night away in Midtown's new 11,000 square
Bigfoot.
Feet foot club.
Sasquatch.
Pop by Miracles in New Holly bars.
Could we do escape rooms? An escape room?
Oh my gosh.
Probably gonna suck at
this
that.
This is silly.
But come on, escape rooms. This episode is just us planning our trip to New York.
Yeah, honestly.
But it's fine.
You gotta find the tattoo parlor, a good tattoo parlor too.
That, let me be honest with you.
You're not gonna do it?
I don't think I wanna get a tattoo in the city.
That's fine.
Because I didn't really wanna focus on something painful while I'm trying to have a good time.
No,
you know
you're
what I mean?
Right.
I have had a tattoo before.
You're
my
right.
My life was pain.
Nah, you're right.
And I couldn't focus on anything and I couldn't move.
Right.
And I couldn't put anything on
clothing
wise.
The escape game.
Escape room.
They got a couple of escape rooms. But you want to go to New York City and do an escape room?
No.
Exactly.
We'll figure it out.
Exactly.
Remember what's happening right now in this moment.
American National History Natural Museum.
Podcast. Oh my gosh. Hello. I got a voice bubble.
This is about to go off.
Yes.
I really don't want to go to that fucking thing.
Could you cancel?
Nope.
What a shame.
I don't know.
Anyways, how long has it been?
It has been 30, about almost 40 minutes.
We can cut it a little short.
Yeah, we can cut it a little short.
Yeah. We hope that you liked this little episode.
Probably
and
did not.
Found our background chatter amusing. Maybe you put this on while you're doing your homework or something just to make you feel like you had some company.
Maybe.
While we're not bothering you and you could pause us and skip us at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that just amazing, the freedom that you have?
I love it.
Hold?
I like it.
Anyways, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
You can
Sorry.
Follow us at our Instagram, sorta_helpful_podcast.
Yeah.
Shoot us a message on any topics that you wanted to us to talk about or whatever, maybe. Whatever, just whatever yeah. you want. Stay toasty, my friends.
Stay toasty, my friends. I got really mad underboob sweat. Oh my
gosh. All right. Ta-ta.
Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye.